A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 21st, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the International Peace Day.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashonan.com and www.voindebele.com.
This year's International Day of Peace comes at a time of deadly violence and destabilizing conflicts around the world. Rather than succumbing to despair, we have a collective responsibility to demand an end to the brutality and impunity that prevail.
Pasina runyararo hapana kugarisana. Asika unofanira kuziva kuti runyararo harungowi chete nekunyorerana zvibvumirano pasi kana kuuya nemhirizhonga. Runyararo runotanga nemi, newe, nesu tese.
Runyararo rinokosha kumunhu wese, angava mutema kana mucheni. Uyezve rinovaka ramangwana revechidiki vedu.
EZimbabwe haswe chidiki rokutula, ngoba kutula kuthatha izigaba eziningi. Sikhuluma kade kathesi ngabona siyakwazi kule ndaba ekuthi ekuthi sizwile ukuthi kuthe kuzavula iparlamente kathesi kulivile ephelileyo kube nohlupho lokuthi kube lama-members of parliament abe sethola ama-messages emafoni nabo kubethusela kungathi nabantu sofanele babulawe khonoko kusegcekeni ukuthi nxa sikhuluma ngokuthula sikhathana lakho le mthetho eyabophosha kathesi imithetho leyo thina iphambanisa ukuthula ngoba iyenza abantu ukudlelana babantu ukuhlangana kwabantu kunqabele ngabanye abantu.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you're listening to Studio 7, a Live Talk. And of course, tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the International Peace Day.
Zimbabwe joined other countries today in marking International Day of Peace with a call to end all forms of violence to ensure that the country is fully developed. Each year, the International Day of Peace is observed around the world on September 21st.
The General Assembly has declared this as a day devoted to strengthening the ideals of peace, both within and among all nations and peoples. The theme of this year's commemoration is Partnership for Peace, Dignity for All, which aims to highlight the importance of all segments of society to work together to strive for peace. Gibbs.
What are your views about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Kunjalo foitu.
Onguka Gibbs nasi tirikutaura nezvezuva reInternational Day of Peace kana kuti zuva ratinonzi neUnited Nations tirangarire kukosha kwakaita runyararo munyika dzatigere kana pakati penyika nenyika pachikudzirwa kuti vaye vanenge vachirwisana vange vachimbokanda zvombo pasi kuti vataurirane nekuti aiwa nhaurirano ndo dzinenge dzakati koshei hanzi ngoromera ingoromera Gibbs ari vake musha pano mangoromera yekuti unenge uchizviti ndini ndinogona kurova hanzi vamwanhu vakatemerwa mangoromera yekuti chero chinhu chese chese hanzi ngatipedzerane nezvibhakera izvozvo zviri kunzi hazvishande asi vanhu vanofanira kuti vagare pasi vataurirane.
Ye, kunjalo phela nxa umtela mangoromela omunye washaya indlu yaphosa ukuyidiliza kuthi indlu yangkhona kuyahlephuka isibhakela phela ye kunjalo-ke zilukandaba lingalithola njani lapho elikhona khona ngapho-ke ngemakhaya thina lapha noblessing siyaphila simile kwamagama ye sizwile-ke sonke lelamhla ukuthi kulelanga elikhulu okuthiwa i-International Day of Peace so ilanga leli-ke kunanzwa ukuthi abantu bahlalisane kahle siyakwazi ukuthi indlala kahle iqalisa endlini lapho khona ibe sibuya-ke khonapho-ke emzini omkhulu wabuhlala khona kuzobuya-ke ilizwe lonke sokubuya umhlaba wonke-ke jikelele so-ke nxa kukhulunywa ngelanga leli kuzama ukuthi kuthobe izilonto ezingabe zikhona ukuthi abantu bahlale kahle kuzobuya ukuthi lapha sebekhezi khona kahle kulungiswe ke ukuthi abantu baphilisane ngemfanelo. Yes, sizwile njalo ke ukuthi lonyaka isihloko sendaba esikhona ukuthi partnerships for peace, dignity for all. Esingathi ke ngesindebele ukumela abantu babambane ukwenza ukuthi kube la khona ukuthiwa ke ukuhlalisana kahle. Njalo kuhlonitshwe ilungelo loluntu.
Mm-hmm.
So ngaku njalo ke please.
Of course, just a brief history. The International Day of Peace was established in 1981 by Resolution 3667 of the United Nations General Assembly to coincide with its opening session, which was held annually on the third Tuesday of September. And of course, the first Peace Day was observed in September 1982. In 2001, the General Assembly, by unanimous vote, adopted Resolution 55282, which established 21 September as an annual day of non-violence and ceasefire. The United Nations invites all nations and people to honor a cessation of hostilities during the day and to otherwise commemorate the day through education and public awareness on issues related to peace. That's the brief history there, Gibbs. I think we have our first guest.
Mm-hmm.
I think that should be Mr. Moses Muzila Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening.
No, apparently it's Mr. Kletu.
There's a problem with this line. I think we have Mr. Charles Nyoni of Occupy Africa Unity Square. Mr. Nyoni, good evening.
Yeah, we are told the number is a problem.
It's a problem.
Yes,
again.
Mr. Kletu Manjova.
Okay. Yeah. Mr. Manjova?
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Mm-hmm. We are doing great. Of course, Mr. Manjova is the program's manager of Heal Zimbabwe, an organization that promotes peace in the communities. And like we reported earlier on, Heal Zimbabwe was in Mashingo today, where they were, of course, meeting with victims of political violence. Mr. Manjova, can start by...
Yes, Mr. Manjova, what can you say about the International Day of Peace, generally?
The International Day of Peace to us, we regard it as a very important day. As it's been regarded over, because issues to do with ceasefire, non-violence, and more importantly, peace building, they are critical and central to our vision and mission and our daily operations as we try to work with Zimbabwean communities, especially in the post-2008 period, and try to see how best we can contribute and make peace happen in the communities.
Nasi manga muri kumasvingo vamanjova mungatudza kuti zvii zvamanga muchiita iko?
Nasi tanga tiri kumasvingo uko takwanisa kubatana pamwe chete. Isusu Heal Zimbabwe Trust, vateereri vanogona kutondera kuti kwenguva yakunosvika kumakore mashanu tatiri kuedza kushanda nekutanga nemafamilies kana kuti mhuri dzinova idzo dzakasvika panguva yekushungurudzika zvakanyanya nekuda kwemhirizhonga dzinoitika munharaunda, zvikuru sei idzo dzinouya nekuda kwekupokana kwemafungiro nezvematongerwo enyika. Saka tati ichi vanhu vatakati vatiri kufamba navo murwendo rwekuedza kuumba runyararo, kuedza kukurudzira kugara unzanana munharaunda dzakasiyana-siyana mudunhu remasvingo nemanikaland. Tati tisangane muno mumasvingo mutown umo matakwanisa kuungana pamwe chete nevanomirira mhuri idzodzo dzakashungurudzika nevanomirira nharaunda dzinova idzo dzakaita bear witness kuviolence kana kuti kumhirizhonga kumasure uko, kuti tiungane pamwe chete tichicherechedza nyaya iripo gorino yekuti partnerships for peace, dignity for all. Umwe chete mukubatana mukuunza runyararo zvinokupa ruremekedzo kana kuti kukodzeredzwa kwemunhu wese ruremekedzo mukugara kwedu. Saka taida kuti tingobatana nevanhu vanobva kumacommunities atinoshanda navo torangarira zuva iri tiri pamwe chete.
Tinotenda Shukuru. Of course, that there is Kleto Manjova from Heal Zimbabwe Trust. And like he's narrating there today, they were in Mashingo and meeting victims of political violence from Mashingo province and also from Manicaland. And I think we have our second guest, that is Mr. Charles Nyoni of Occupy Africa Unity Square. Mr. Nyoni, good evening.
Good evening, and good evening, listeners.
Thanks for joining us. And of course, it's the same organization that was headed by Itai Dzamara, who was abducted 6 months ago. Gibbs.
Mr. Nyoni, can you tell us about your activities today? What did you do to commemorate the International Day of Peace?
Well, for us, we did not do anything to commemorate the International Peace Day. Why? Because to us, there is no peace, especially in this country, in Zimbabwe.
So, but if you don't commemorate some of these kind of, you know, events, does it mean that you are just throwing, your hands around the world and you're not going to do anything in that respect?
No, it doesn't necessarily mean that. But you see, it's like a hypocrisy act when we go on to commemorate something when actually that something is not even being done or practiced in this country. Because to us, peace means that we should be enjoying our lives, enjoying our day-to-day lives in this country. But if we fail to do that, then that means we don't have peace. So what is there for us to commemorate? Like, for example, we are meeting one of our fellow Zimbabwean citizens.
So what should we celebrate? Yeah, masikhuluma ke baba Nyoni kodwa ukuthi lenze okunye nje ukuthi enxebe lizahlangana liqoqisane ngokuthi kambe kume njani kona bezibaba.
Yeah, ukuhlangana ku right, ukuqoqa ku right, but ukuthi sithi singaya phambili ngokuthakazelela ilanga lakhona akuncedi lutho ngoba ukuthula eZimbabwe kakukho. Ngoba ukuthula kutsho kuphela ukuthi libhobho nxa ingakhali sokutho ukuthi ezibabho kulokuthula. Ziningi izinto ezikhangelwayo nxa zikhuluma indaba yokuthula kuleli lizwe. So into zonazo nxa zingekho ku-ground, then that means ukuthi vele akula kuthula. So siyabe sithakazelelani elangeni lakhona nxa kungela kuthula.
Siyawuzwa kakhulu ke baba Nyoni, ubambe khonapho ungayikatshala mbona zalo lomuntu eblessed.
Tine mthereri wedu wokutanga kubva kuSwaziland uko. Makadimko maSolomon. Aiwa, tiri nani, kuri sei kuSwaziland? Munonyatsoteerera Studio 7 zvakanaka here kuSwaziland? Munoteerera pai?
Yeah, munoteerera Studio 7.
Oh, munoteerera pa radio, pa computer, pai?
Pa radio, zvose nepa computer, si pa radio kunyanya.
Okay, aiwa, zvinofadza. Nhasi tiri kutaura nezuva riri Nyararo, mukoma Solomon. Munoti wokudii?
Runyararo hongoriti rakanaka kuti titaure naro tose takaiti runyararo asi kana tisina runyararo rwakakwana zvinenge zvisina zvazvinotipa muupenyu hwedu tose machiona runyararo zvinoda parunyararo ndezvekuti tose tine runyararo here kana kuti kuti pane mumwe ane runyararo uchidzama kubata moyo umwe mupenyu hwomumwe munhu vamwe vanhu vasina runyararo iye uchitaura kuti iye ane runyararo asi vamwe pasina runyararo vane misodzi pamatama hazvinenge zvisina zvinobatsira kuti tiremekedze zuva racho rerunyararo
asi ikoko kuZimbabwe uko munoona kuine runyararo here
hongo tingati A anenge achiti pane runyararo B achiti hapana runyararo nekuti pakugara pedu pose pane vanhu pane zvinhu zviviri munhu unogara muupenyu nenyaya yekuti pane mumwe munhu asi kana achiti achigara iye achigunun'una achirwadziwa nemumwe wake waanenge achigara naye achiudza mumwe kutauri dai tingabatana pamwe tichite zvakati tiumbe Zimbabwe yedu zvakanaka umwe achiti no iripo yacho iyo yakanaka atichiti hapana kugara paungagara wega usina vamwe vanhu vanhu vachitema nevechokubatsirawo Hongo, parizino, zara iriko, nekushaya mari kwetini ito ni mabasa. Andizoni, sekuna zinyara.
Aiwa, tinotenda zukuru mkoma Solomon nekupinda mchurungwa chedu.
Yeah,
tinotenda. Of course, Solomon there, interestingly, is in Swaziland. He says, I know he's a regular Studio 7 listener. That's good to hear. But he's saying there's no peace in Zimbabwe. If you as an individual, you are enjoying peace and the others are not, he says that's not good at all. And Zimbabwe has a long way to go. And tinemwe muterere mkoma Joe makadi.
Moroi makasimbazi.
Aiwa isu tirinani murikupi.
Andirofona ndiri kunoku ku Zimbabwe kuchipinge kunokumartelinda.
Kuchipinge. Kuri sei kuchipinge.
Kuchipinge kuri right.
Vanotamba here ana.
Vanotamba vese nana mbuya avo.
Aiwa kana zvakadaro zvinodakadza. Mkoma Joe, yeah. Tributo wa radezu wa riru nyararu, munoono se mamiru wa gaita zinu mnika?
Ya, yeah. Mamiru wa gaita zinu mnika, ane zuwairi, minori dambira ni mfaro zuwairi, nekuti. Kune wano, asikata mbo zibuti, kune zuwara gaita zinu mnika, nocheche zwa riru nyararu. Ichi tarisa mnika, mnomo, to enda nguwa ema election ya ye. Zinge za kuona kutu ufamba uchenda wakuma grosa, zinge za kuchikisa grosa. Kune kune wakuma na wananga vari koko, wanangu wajiti susu tisima yuta achu ezana. Wanangu wajinda kuna nauti, zinge za kuchikisa, kana tikatarisa 2008, wana waito laramu sango makomo mno chikisa. Nekuti waito garasana ninyoka, asi, zai kondiru wane wane wanangu wasuwa zi kuti, zinu jese zino kuna kutuwa mburu nyarara.
Aiwa tinotenda pedza henyu.
Saka ndaide kuti saizwa iri izvi kutirechedzwa kwariri kuita saizvaikwanisika kuti munhu umwe naumwe azvinzwe kuti kune zuva rakaita seiri rinocherechedzwa runyararo munyika dzese dzese kusanganisirawo kunyanyanyanya muzimbabwe munomu kuitira kuti patinenge zvinenge takusvika futi ingava kunyanyanyanya nguva dzekunovhota munhu umwe naumwe anga asununguka zvisazochirwa kunzi ndiwe PDP, kana kuti ndiwe MDC, na ndiwe ZANU-PF. Munhu wese anga akasununguka. Zvikasvika munzeve dzomwe naumwe. Aiwa ndinotenda kuti zvinhu zvinonaka.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Joe pachipinga.
Aiwa, ndatenda mukoma Jonga.
Tinotenda, ndi mukoma Blessing.
Mukoma Blessing, okay. Neni ndafara zvikuru nekumbopindawo muchirongwa nyamushi.
Aiwa, chirongwa ndecheyu, tinotenda mukoma Joe. Nemio, of course, Joe is going back to the 2008 violence that happened just before the election runoff, the presidential election runoff, and he's saying that is really disturbing. Peace must be enjoyed by everyone, and he hopes everyone is listening to this program. And, of course, they will essentially saying that it is good for the nation to live in harmony without any fighting.
Now let's get back to Mr. Manjova. Mr. Manjova, is it possible for people to live in harmony in Zimbabwe? You know, taking into account that there were the five brigade atrocities and then we had the 2008, you know, violence. How can they do that?
There is probably enough evidence to argue that Zimbabweans are generally peace-loving people. And we do, yes, we had this, our own periods of, you know, escalated violence, conflict resulting in loss of life and atrocities. Probably the biggest one being the one that you make a reference to, the Sixth Brigade one. But looking at the current situation in the country, probably I would say we do have a negative case where there's no overt violence in most cases. And using that, you can simply say Zimbabweans can live peacefully. And as you Zimbabwe trust, we've been moving from a point of realizing that survivors of past violence or violence can contribute so much in terms of peace building as active agents. We would really want them to participate, especially with a view to forge partnerships for peace. The BCS team is talking about. So we want to locate, identify, or look at survivors of past violence as active agents and participants in the promotion of peace and peace building initiatives, which is part of our objectives. So from what we get in the communities, it seems Zimbabweans can live peacefully as long as we address issues relating to structural violence, issues that came out from today's commemoration processes, because survivors were giving their views on the current situation regarding building or promoting peace in their communities. And they were pointing to the fact that probably people whom we regard as perpetrators of violence, or those people who have been involved in perpetrating violence to them, are doing so in fear of the structures that are existing in their communities, which probably make them try to account or appease the requirements of those structures by perpetrating violence on those who are perceived as enemies. So one can safely say that if that is addressed, probably we can realize positive peace in Zimbabwe. And it's possible to do so. But if we try to then continue and take peace, one might argue that the Zimbabweans are not living in harmony. But in terms of issues that I made reference to, realize that Zimbabweans have great potential to peacefully coexist.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Manjova. Do you want to go to Mr. Nyoni before I take a call? We'll take a call first.
You can take a call first, then I can.
Okay. So let me take Mr. Nkomo on the line. Baba Nkomo, ungawutshona njani? Yes, tshona kakhulu. Ungakakhulumi khonapho ukuthi ngicasise lapho ukuthi ubaba uManjova ubesithini. Besithi kathesi ke nxa ukhangelwa eZimbabwe ukhanya abantu banganakula kutshani okusegcekeni, kodwa ungani kukhona okungani kufihliwe. Uphinde njalo wathi abantu balakho ukuthi bahlalisane kuhle nxa ukuthi ungalungiswa. Khonoko ukuthi abantu batshaywe ngakho ukuthi enxa ngamabandla abesetshenziswa kumbe kusetshenziswa abanye abantu. So sifuna ukuzwa ngawe-ke ukuthi wena ngokwakho ukubona njani khonoko ukuthi abantu bangahlalisana njani kwele Zimbabwe, baba Nkomo.
Igama elithi peace, ukuthula, libanzi kakhulu. Njengamanje anti yabona ukuthi kuradio kufuze isiNdebele sibe sodwa, isiShona sibe sodwa, isiTsonga sibe sodwa, isiNambiya sibe sodwa, zonke izilimi zeZimbabwe. Akukho khona lokhu. Okunye vele ukuthi sibandevele phansi kakhulu, siphefumula nzima. Then bese sibuya la, i-history siyayazi ukuthi from 1980 sibone i-government ibulela abantu igugulana more than 20,000 people. Ngomunye wasevayifayo khonapho kanzima, asebenza nge-inchi sifakele i-curfews, sishiye abantu bejiswe ezindlini, bedutshulwa, bekhushelwe phezu kwezihlahla, bedutshwa phezu kwezihlahla, bevulawa. Konke khonokho asophishe kuthiwani ngakho, akukhulunywa ngakho, kuthule la manje. Ngokunye okubandezela abantu kakhulu, abantu bathule bathe tu, kukhona okungaphakathi okunzima kakhulu ngengikhulu. Then okunye sibuye lapha izaphu sibonile laphana ithathele i-property yizipra i-property enkulu including i-magnet house uyayibona kubulawo lena izaphu siyakwazi konkulu kuthi ningakhula ngeke izigqedile nengixoxa zezaphu lezizipra kuthiwani abantu bathule bafukamele bathule umoya yabo belishi inzima yabhoyila sesiya la siyabona abantwana bethu ezikolo ngama-province ngezigaba abafundi ngendimi zabo abazalwa ngazo kodwa kakwenzakali khona lokhu kuyadominata one ndawo so konke kukala ngokuthi vele sifukele nefuthi ukuthi zaphisiyaisesiya lapho unkulunkulu zakukhululwa khona bese kuthiwani sibonile abantu babuleyo ngo-2008 laphana ku-election abantu baphile bathe tu bakwazi ngobandaobandaobandaobandaobanda kodwa kulekunye ilanga esilangayo eliphambili abamantu abangaliboniyo khona lapho ungabuza futhi.
Ye, masu bona kodwa wena ubona zana abantu bangakhumisana njalo mlodo
ilizwe lelo ayibe sigabengwa inikezwe uJonathan Moyo
Enkomo babu chayile sibili sibongile kakhulu Nkomo uphendukela kusasa yeah so Mr. Nkomo is really an angry man. He says he's a survivor of the five brigade atrocities, so he says nobody's talking about that issue anymore. Mm-hmm. And when you look at issues like the 2008 elections, the violence that was there, mm-hmm. he says no one is talking about it again. Mm-hmm. So he says there is a lot that needs to be done in Zimbabwe, mm-hmm. in order for people to have some kind of peace.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Nyoni, let me come back to you. It appears, you know, Zimbabwe has a history of violence. You go back to Rhodesia, the protracted liberation war, and then the Gugrahundi that many people do not want to talk about. But of course, it's an area that really needs to be addressed. And if compensation is to be paid, it has to be paid. And of course, we saw what happened in Rwanda. And even in South Africa, there was a Truth and Reconciliation Commission, something that has not happened in Zimbabwe. What effect is this having, Mr. Nyoni, on the country, the issue that to some, especially in leadership positions, the issue of the Gugrahundi atrocities and the massacres are a taboo?
Yes, you see, the problem begins when a state turns on its own citizens. Instead of the state protecting its citizens, it then turns out to be the one that attacks its own citizens. So these issues date back way before, even before independence, way into the Smith regime. There was a lot of violence that was inherited by the ruling, current ruling government from the Smith regime, and they carried it through into independence even up to date. So all these things need to be corrected from the beginning. And for us to now talk of peace today and say Zimbabwe is peace simply because there are no guns that are being fired, it does not make any sense. For us to talk of peace, it means that all things should be equal on the ground. And it also means that people, their needs are being met, their basic human rights are being met, and their basic human rights are being observed as well. But we see that currently we have a gross violation of human rights on both sectors, both left, right, and center. So for us to then say today that there is peace in Zimbabwe is a really big joke that we'll be talking about. And for us to talk of the issues that happened way before and things that were done in 2008, up to now, talk of reconciliation, nothing comes to fruition simply because of the current system that we have in place. The current system that we have in place is not conducive for any development or for us to move forward as a nation. Hence, the revamping of the entire system is what this country needs in order for it to move forward and for us to attain the peace.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nyoni. There, you heard him loud and clear. Of course, we can quote Albert Einstein, who said, peace is not the absence of war. Regatende kunemwe mtereri va garadi makadi. Va garadi?
Yes, tinofara makadi mkomajonga.
Aiwa, tiripo zvedu. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu pazuva ranhasi. Asi, mkoma garadi, imboramba yemaka bata zvinotodzoka kwamuri na mkoma Bevan, Mr. Nyoni and Mr. Manjova, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart saying stay tuned.